There are not too many safe places in Iraq these days. Even the green zone has become somewhat of a red zone with continuous mortar attacks. So how does our state's top veterans official cope in the midst of it all? He focuses on the mission. That's what Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary John Skokas says from Baghdad. And like thousands of Wisconsin soldiers also serving in the Middle East, some on their second and third tours of duty, Skokas says he focuses on his family back home.
I think my wife is doing a wonderful job, and I miss her, and I miss my kids and family. I'm able to email and talk a lot on the phone.
Although it's no substitute for being home, the men and women in uniform can make use of the internet, email, and other forms of communication. Skokas says it could be worse, considering the limited contact GIs had with their families while serving in World War II and other wars.
Communication is great here. When you get that package in the mail from your family or friends, it's really a wonderful thing.
In addition to helping with logistics in Iraq's rebuilding effort, the colonel in the U.S. Army Reserve is able to see firsthand what Wisconsin troops are going through. Skokas can use that information when he returns to his official role as Veterans Secretary and help to create and refine benefit plans for our returning veterans, including the Mission Welcome Home Project. Meanwhile, Skokas is learning to deal with the 114-degree heat, which he likens to a giant hairdryer. He says the long work days keep him pretty busy, but he occasionally finds time to do a little reading and some other important things.
I either go to the gym, talk to my wife, sleep, and get ready to go for the next day. The days just seem to go by. To be honest, the time, it seems like it's flying.
As for the luxuries of home, Skokas says it would be nice to have a glass of wine with his wife and friends. Under a general order, though, soldiers are prohibited from possessing alcohol while in a combat zone. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.